الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. We will just read our wazaif first, which we should be doing on a daily basis after Fajr and after Maghrib. One of the wazifas that we have been taught from the hadith, which is very valuable, that a person who reads 7 times the last part of the last ayat of Surah Tawbah, then Allah will protect him from all types of worry, pressure, tension, depression. So let us read that together, inshallah. حسبي الله لا إله إلا عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. And then the dua, the wazifa, to get the duas of 70,000 angels, malaika, will continuously make dua for you when you read this wazifa the whole day till Maghrib. And if you read it after Maghrib, the whole night till the morning. You can be in the shadow of the duas of 70,000 farishtas, and the day you read this, and if you happen to die that day, you will die as a shaheed. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. And the wazifa, the three quls, each one 3 times, by which takfika min kulli shay, if you could not for any valid reason read all your duas, your wazifas which you normally read, this will be sufficient. It will cover up for all that. And it is takfika min kulli shar, protection from all types of evil. Evil of, for example, jadu, jinn, which people complain so much about. Evil of terrible diseases, heart problems, cancer, etc. Evils of robbings, crimes, hijackings, etc. And the most our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the evil of nafs and shaitan. You will be protected from this if you will read this daily also after Fajr, after Maghrib. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، ملك من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. And then the next wazifa, if we will read this three times, Allah will save us from four deadly diseases, from becoming blind, from becoming mad, from becoming paralyzed, and the disease of leprosy. Allah will protect us if we will read this. Subhanallah al-azim wa bihamdihi la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Subhanallah al-azim wa bihamdihi la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Subhanallah al-azim wa bihamdihi la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And then the dua which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, for the protection and for barakat in five things which are very dear to us: our deen, our lives, our wives, our children, and our wealth. If we read this dua, Allah will protect these five very dear things to us, and Allah will give barakat in it. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. بسم الله على ديني ونفسي وولدي وأهلي ومالي. بسم الله على ديني ونفسي وولدي وأهلي ومالي. And then to bring total ikhlas in all our amal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this dua, that a person will be saved from riyakari, sum'a, to do things for name and fame, popularity, show. If he will read this dua, Allah will protect him completely. So at least once a day, he should read this dua also. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'an wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. And then a beautiful dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, by which we can get all the duas of the 23 years of Nabuwat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Never on the surface of the earth were such du'as made. Until Qiyamah, nobody can make such du'as. And by us making, reading, making that du'a one time, we can get all those du'as. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وأعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Then our Shaykh جزاهم الله خير ورحمهم الله has taught us so beautifully that a person who does his wazaif, his amal, his zikr, his nafil namazes, etc., so to say, he has taken employment in the business of Allah Ta'ala. In the office, in the factory of Allah Ta'ala, he took up this employment of making his nafil namazes, reading his wazifas, making his zikrs, his duas. And Allah, who takes employment by Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala is the first that gave pension. People of the world learn from Allah to give pension. That when a person who works for you, he has become old now, he gave you service whole life, and he has become old and he cannot work for you, then the companies give pension. So Allah also give pension. Clearly it comes in the hadith that when a person becomes old and he cannot do what he used to do when he was young, Allah orders the malaika that my banda is gone old, write the same sawab for him of all those amal he used to do when he was young. But the condition, we must take employment by Allah. If you go to some company and you didn't work for them, and you tell them, I'm old now, give me pension. They say, who are you, from where you come? If you are working for us, yeah, then they will give you a pension. But you weren't working for us. So we work for Allah, we do this regularly. And if we have to become old, Allah will give us pension. That in old age, because of your old age now, you cannot manage it. Allah will order the malaika to write down that same sawab. Similarly, Allah Ta'ala gives travel allowance also. Like when you go on safar, like companies give travel allowance to their employees. So Allah gives travel allowance. When you go on safar, then your faraz namaz of Zuhar, Asr and Isha, Allah made it half. So that already so much travel allowance Allah gave when you go on safar. Also on safar, because of your safar, you cannot manage your ma'amulat, your nawafil, your zikrs, your duas, your wazaif, which you normally read. Allah Ta'ala orders the malaika that this banda of mine, at home he reads it always. But now he's on safar, he cannot manage it. So write the same sawab for him. So Allah Ta'ala gives us travel allowance also. So, but in condition, we take employment by Allah Ta'ala. We start with this nawafil, etc. Then when we can't manage it due to old age, due to travel, Allah Ta'ala gives us the same sawab stuff. Then Allah Ta'ala gives sick leave also. The companies of this world give sick leave 3 weeks in a year. Much less than that. 1 week or so. 2 weeks. Sick leave you give. But Allah gives sick leave as long as you are sick. If you are become ill and now you cannot manage your wazaif and that, paraise you have to read. Unless you reach that stage so that you cannot manage, but normally the faraiz, but now your nawafil you cannot manage. You can't manage your azkar, you can't manage your duas, etc. Because you are ill. Then Allah orders the farishta that this banda of mine, when he's well, he does everything. But now he's ill, he cannot manage it, but you write the same sawab for himself. So Allah gives you sick leave also. So, but the condition of all this is that we start working in the company of Allah Ta'ala. We start with our wazaif, our nawafil, our zikr, azkar, etc. Then inshallah, if for any reason we could not manage, Allah is so kind. And it comes in the hadith, Allah loves coming to the rukhsat of Allah, what Allah gives you permission, as He loves what you could do aziman. That you still force yourself and you do it when you are sick, when you are old, when you are going on travel. And these are gifts from Allah Ta'ala. And if you give a gift first to somebody and that person doesn't accept it, you feel offended. He didn't accept my gift. So these are gifts from Allah Ta'ala. So our deen has been made so simple and so easy if only we pay attention towards this. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Read Yasin Sharif now, inshallah.